Okay, next patient we're going to do is going to be Michael Edwards, EDWARDS, age 157, 67-year-old gentleman, lives in a group home. Used to work at the VA, has three children. He has a history of BPH, hypertension, stroke, left-sided weakness, status post-hospitalization for rehab. Also issues with depression, suicidal ideation, right-sided weakness, left-sided ICA lesion, ADL dependency. He wears a diaper, his bowel and bladder incontinent. Period. Family history, mom is alive, dad died of a stroke, immunization up to date. Medication, Vistriol, 50 milligram every 6 hours as needed for anxiety, Flomax 0.41 today, Abilify 5 milligram a day, Prazosin, P-R-A-Z-O-S-I-N, 1 milligram a day, Trazodone, 50 milligram a day, Lasix, 40 milligram a day, Potassium, 20 milliequivalents once a day, Losartan, 50 milligram a day, Prozac, 50 milligram a day, Namenda, 5 milligram a day, Neurontin, 300 milligram TID, Lipitor 40 milligram a day, Metformin 500 milligram twice a day. Social, he does smoke, he doesn't drink alcohol, no longer able to care for himself, has been placed in a group home. The details of his hospitalization indicates that he was at Legend Oak Health Center. With diagnosis of hemiplegia, status post-stroke, diabetes, MRSA, muscle wasting, myelopathy, status post-neck surgery, polar disorder, leukocytosis, hyperlipidemia, anxiety, CDA, BPH, dysphagia, difficulty with speaking, issues with cognition, dysarthric speech. Patient is a 7-year-old gentleman, once again, that was admitted with hypertension, stroke, ICA lesion. Patient subsequently had a neck surgery, which was complicated by MRSA and pneumococcus meningitis infection. Patient has had decreased appetite, symptoms of aspiration, not eating. Hypertension, nicotine deficiency, and nicotine. Hey, what's this dog doing under the bed? Nicotine dependency. He's awake but confused, has right-sided weakness. Patient has undergone PT and OT, but this was cut short because of lack of response to the treatment. And subsequently has been transferred to a group home. Patient's family have asked for hospice care because they don't want him to be transferred back and forth to the hospital or rehab any longer, period. On examination, he's blood pressure was 149 over 80, pulse is 82, respiration is 18, a febrile. for 2 sets. $96 on room air. Heart positive to lungs, clear abdomen, soft, lower extremity shows no edema. Abdomen is obese, right sided weakness noted. Dysarthric speech noted.
Call me if you need.
Evidence of MRSA infection about the cervical region, status post treatment. Scar noted. Large scar noted. Patient with issues regarding aspiration now. Takes a long time to feed the patient. Overall prognosis is quite poor for this gentleman. He's expected to do poorly with the continuation of the CBA aspiration right side.